Well, we are here today with members of the Iowa Whitetail Bucks football team joining us today to talk about their upcoming season and just a little bit of history of the team and kind of ways that people in the Knoxville and surrounding areas can support you guys this season. Sydney, you want to just start off our conversation a little bit about kind of what your role is with the team and just kind of what the journey has been like to be able to get you guys to be a team and be able to now have a partnership where you're going to be playing your games at Kenlock Stadium?
Absolutely. So I am the Bucks team manager as well as account manager. I kind of came into this role a little later in the start of our season. So my role is basically going around asking for sponsorships, as well as communicating with Kenlock and kind of solidifying a partnership with them. Just running the account side of everything. I'm a lot of behind the scenes, so I do everything but play the game.
Yeah, and I know I'm sure with semi-pro football, wherever it is throughout the country, that there probably is challenges in financial stuff, trying to get that all put in order and being able to get that in line so you guys are able to play. What do you feel has been kind of the easiest part of this and also kind of the most challenging part of getting a team going? And I know, like we talked about, you guys did have a team last year, but kind of getting them going again this year.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, it's always a challenge to find sponsors kind of so late to the game. It's just been a lot of word of mouth, a lot of just giving people calls. And then the other thing that I felt was a challenge was finding refs. But we locked down some refs for our games. So that's pretty much, we got it down, but that was kind of our only big challenge that we had other than sponsors, but we're making it by. We've gotten to go in. We've gotten quite a few. So we're thankful for the people that we do have, and it's been a super big help, definitely, with financial side of things.
Yeah, joined with players as well, Steven and Hunter. Guys, can you kind of talk about the structure of the team, you know, how many players are out on the field at a time, the lead that you guys play in, and just a little bit about kind of your history?
Okay, well, it's a 9-man team season, and the league that we've been part of, UXFL, Juice is the commissioner down in Oklahoma. It originally started out as a Oklahoma like club, basically, and then they branched out, and now that we have a northern division and a southern division, so we'll be in the northern division and hopefully keep growing with the league and stuff like that.
And can you guys too talk about just kind of your passion for this? So, you know, semi-pro football is, you know, different in the fact that you guys are playing in the summertime. It's a little bit of a different structure of the league. But kind of where's your guys' passion come from this and being a part of it?
Yeah, I think for me, when I found out about it, on Facebook from wife, actually. She showed it to me one day laying in bed, and I just kind of brushed it off. I was kind of like, it's nothing, whatever. Well, then it popped up again. And I looked at it and I was like, this might actually be something. And so I got a hold of the guys and they kind of gave me their spiel on what it was, whatever. And I was like, well, I'll show up to practice. And I showed up to practice and immediately it was just, I mean, these guys got a passion for the game, same as I do. And we just all clicked and it was like, this could be something. And we just took off running with it. And I haven't played since high school, but I've always wanted to play. And I just felt like I picked right back up where I left off. So we're just clicking now. We've got the team growing. I think we're up to mid-20s on players. And when I started, we had probably 10, maybe. So we've grown a long way. We didn't have any sponsors. We didn't have really a home field, really. So we've come a long way since I picked up a couple months ago with these guys. So.
Yeah, and to talk about your players a little bit, are these guys on your team mostly from Knoxville and Marion County area, or do you have guys coming from other distances as well?
We have a few that come from distance. We have Kansas City guys, and then we have
an Omaha
guy. And so, I mean, we're...
We may be getting someone from Illinois.
Yeah.
For the most part, they're around here within the surrounding towns, so...
And to and Cindy, maybe you can answer this too. You know, how did the partnership with Kenlock kind of come to be? You know, of course, you guys needed a place to play your games, and right here in Knoxville is an ideal location, I would assume. But how did that kind of partnership come to be, where you're able to now play your home games there?
Yeah. So we, I mean, when I kind of took on this role, they had said that they'd reached out to Kenlock about, well, originally they wanted to play at the new high school field, and the school said no. They were kind of keeping it for that, but they had said, you know, someone in the community reached out to the coach and had said, you know, what about Kenlock? And so they didn't really know how to get a hold of them. I think one of our players, Travis, got a hold of someone through Kenlock, and he had told me, you know, hey, reach out to Kenlock, see if we can kind of lock it down. So I called and I got a hold of Kevin through Kenlock. And he had said that, you know, absolutely, they were super interested, and we kind of just talked, shot dates back and forth with each other, and, I mean, it just granted this fantastic partnership. I mean, they're easy to work with, super nice people, you know, they've been super accommodating with, you know, the change in our schedule, you know, this soon to it starting, and, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're great people.
Yeah, and Hunter and Steven kind of, for people that are listening to this, that they've never been to a semi-pro football game, maybe they've been to another game before, what can they kind of expect if they show up this year or this summer to support you guys?
Very fast pace. This game we play is very fast pace. And there's a 10-second run clock. So when that ball's set, we got 10 seconds to get that play and go. So it's fast pace, it's fun. And you'll see a bunch of grown men having fun.
Well, guys, kind of before we close up our conversation today, just any final thoughts on, you know, first, ways the community can support you guys and support your team, and also just your encouragement for people to come out to your games and support you guys and be a part of the semi-pro football action?
I would say we'd love to see the community come out to Kenlock, fill the stands. I mean, obviously, that's what we want. We want stands to be filled. But it's also helping Kenlock as well as us. It's helping save the stadium and put back into the community that deserves it. So I think community shows up to the game, supports Kenlock. We'll be selling t-shirts. We're trying to get some t-shirts made, some merchandise. We'll be selling some t-shirts that kind of helps us kind of fund things as well. And then obviously if you guys can make it out to away games, we'd love to see you there too.
We're accepting, you know, new sponsors. So, and I mean, we'd love to see it grow. We'd love to support local businesses, you know, as much as we possibly can, just to get them out there and some advertising. But yeah, they can always reach out to me on Facebook, or if they have my phone number, and then we can just figure it out from there.